CNBC.com today reports that billionaire investor George Soros said U.S. economic recovery is far off and the banking system is basically insolvent. Indeed, the U.S. government is taxing the people to get money to bail out bankrupt banks. Those banks are bankrupt because of bad loans that the people can't pay back because they were being taxed too much in the first place. That can't end well. It's a shell game designed to conceal parasitic layers of middlemen in both government and government-subsidized business. No new wealth can be created in such a loop. Real recovery requires savings and entrepreneurship. As such, it can only be brought about by the people themselves and never government. Government and government-subsidized business drags us all down. To stay afloat, we will need the heroic efforts of millions of ordinary people determined to create their own prosperity through savings and entrepreneurship. The more government impedes those efforts, the more people will discover that risk and profit outside government-approved options are the most productive. And that can't end well for government. This is Brad Spangler of the Center for a Stateless Society. Visit us on the web at c4ss.org.